From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson, reading Bag Limit by Stephen F. Havel. Now let's begin with Bag Limit. Chapter 1. I should have been home, sunken comfortably in my leather recliner with a fresh pot of coffee gradually turning into battery acid in the kitchen, and my recently purchased copy of Dane Mercer's Storm Over Chickamauga open on my lap. Instead, just as the digital clock on the dashboard clicked over to 11:07 p.m. that Friday night, I turned my county car off the pavement of State Highway 56 and maneuvered 20 yards up a narrow fire road on the northwest flank of Santa Lucia Peak, the second highest hump in the San Cristobal Range. To call the San Cristobal's mountains might have been a stretch, except for tourists from one of those Midwestern places where the highest promontory in the county is the downtown bank building. The rumpled, weather-scarred Santa Lucia Peak managed 8,117 feet above sea level, a few feet lower than San Cristobal to its west. That lofty height would have been impressive had the mountain's base been at sea level, instead of the 5,890 feet that it was. I had discovered this particular spot on Santa Lucia Peak years before, skirting a sheer rock outcropping that plunged away from the state highway's serpentine guardrails. The little forest road wandered off to the east to who knows where. I'd never followed it more than the handful of yards. What I wanted was a vantage point, and by backing just far enough into the little two-track so that headlights of traffic on 56 wouldn't reflect off the bright white of the patrol car, I had myself a quiet, remote nook.